Number 10,687, John and Beverly Malloy, southwest of Route 22, north of Jasper View Lane, being lot 25 within Massey's Landing Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Beverly Malloy, 37331 Jasper View Lane, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about the gate will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay.
And that's a letter from the owner of the...
Okay.
Hi. Am I your last one?
Yes, ma'am.
Makes you happy, huh?
No, we've still got quite a few yet left. That will be a while.
I'm here to ask for a variance. My husband and my nephew built our deck. And we didn't realize that we built it too close to the existing dwelling. When we did the drawing and we had it approved, we thought we were okay to go and we built it. When Ms. Kelly came and inspected it, she said that we were we had to be 20 feet away, and I believe it was 12 feet 2 inches away. The dwelling in question is owned by a Mrs. Hearn. She is a widow. Her husband, who used the fishing cottage, is deceased. It is...
house next door.
Well, if you can see the condition of the home. The landlord has told us that the house can be sold, but in order for it to be sold, it has to be removed from that property. It is rented property. They do not want any more homes on that piece of property. So when this house is torn down, moved, or whatever, there will be no dwelling there. And that is from the Fawcett family. That is what I've been told.
That is for what reason? There's not enough room for it? Or?
It hasn't been completely bulkheaded, and it is slowly, I guess, going away. The bulkhead that is there, that is the house. Yes.
Goodness.
Mrs. Hearn did come because I wanted to make sure she knew that this was happening this evening. I did call her, and she came over, and she said she had no problem. She doesn't even want anything to do with the home anymore. She just wants to be rid of it, but it's in the courts. And according to her, the Fawcetts told her that, yes, they can tear it down, but they want her to pay them to tear it down. In the sum of $12,500. And she doesn't have it.
Wow.
So this is what we're up against. But like I said, I am very sorry that we built it that close. We were not aware of that. We certainly wouldn't have done that if we were aware of that. Now, if you look at our front door, if we put just stairs there, we would still be too close. We applied for a variance to put our mobile home there, our double wide there, back in 2004. We had to put it long ways because it's a single lot.
Okay.
If you look back when Mr. Fawcett divided these lots, I think he had a stoop pool, but some of them are straight, some of them are crooked. You know, they're all different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, Robert or his dad?
What?
Pardon?
Robert or his dad?
His dad. Mr. Fawcett, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Linford.
Yes, Mr. Linford, yeah.
What was there before the deck? Just stairs?
There were those stairs that you get with mobile homes.
Okay.
Yeah, just those ones that you move. Fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
With the, yes. And even if we put like a landing and steps down.
Still gonna be on.
It would still be. And we're gonna use that. I mean, that's how we would move our furniture in and out, you know. And if you see the deck, it's pretty.
Who did you obtain a permit to build the deck?
Yes, we did.
Is that noted on the permit, the separation between units?
Yes.
It's on the permit or the application?
The permit application.
Okay.
That states the setbacks.
We did not. I looked through all my papers, and I did not see that. Was that something that we signed there and didn't have a copy of it, or did we get a copy of it?
You get a copy
of it. We should have gotten a copy of it. Okay.
It's always one of the reasons for getting a permit, so that
right.
It does state what those setback requirements are. And on the other side of the house, you just have a landing and stairs.
Yes. And you wouldn't be able to get furniture in there, because that goes into like my laundry room. You'd go up the steps and you'd have to turn this way and get in the laundry room, and you have to go through the kitchen, and you know, have to be like that.
So you're suggesting that the steps and deck is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? You've heard me ask that.
The uniqueness, like your yes.
Those different. Can you address those for us, please? Be creative, if you need to be.
I'll try. The uniqueness. The lots are marked off 50 feet wide by about 80 feet long, in the original part of the park, which is what we are. We had to apply for a variance in 2004. Like I just said, the houses are still only 20 feet from each other or less in most cases. Since we had to turn the house a long way, the front door is 20 feet from next door with no room for the porch deck or steps, and we are raised off the ground 5.5 feet. This is also the main entrance for installing and removing appliances, furniture, etc. Number two, the possibility of development. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity because of the reasons stated that I just stated. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of that entrance. Three, have we created the difficulty? No. For the effect, the addition of the porch deck enhances the appearance of our property. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property? No, because it's going to be removed. C, will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. Extent of variance, A. Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations at issue? I'm not sure. My husband said yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes.
The question is it a minimum to afford relief?
Is it a minimum to afford you relief, the variance you're requesting?
A minimum?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
There, yeah. It is.
Yes. Special use, will exception substantially affect adversely the use?
You're not requesting that.
I'm not?
No, you're only requesting
the variance. Oh, okay. Good.
You got it. You did good.
Oh, good.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No. It was very interesting here tonight.
Okay.
I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate that. Okay.
You ought to hear us with an asphalt plant.
She's excited. Are there any?
Room down there.
I'm sorry? No. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I just have one to Mrs. Isaacs.
Okay.
Do we have any information on that adjacent dwelling, whether it meets a setback?
I can tell you. I know it's non-conforming.
It's non-conforming.
It is non-conforming.
Okay. That's good enough.
That's thank you. Good enough, man.
Well, I mean, the survey shows it 12.7 from the property line.
Which is fine anyway. It does meet.
10 puts the setback there, right, for the side.
Massey's landing is 5.
Okay. Massey's 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sir.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mrs. Malloy did submit this letter from Connie Hearn that she does not object to the variance of John and Beverly Malloy concerning the deck on Lot 25 in Massey's Landing Park. She is the owner of the home in question.
Okay. That's 2. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's 1. All right, sir, would you want to come forward, please? Ma'am, you can sit down right up front here until this gentleman gets finished.
Name and address.
John Walsh, 48 Colonial Lane, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
This is nothing against the family here that is just applying for the variance, but I submit that at a hearing of the ad hoc committee on manufactured housing that was held by county council, a representative of the fire marshal's office was very firm in saying that he objected to any reductions of the separation requirements between manufactured homes, and it was simply for a safety issue. Those of you that may be on the volunteer fire departments, or if you have relatives, you are aware that when there is a fire in a manufactured home community, basically it almost becomes an all-hands-on-deck practice. And this is the concern of the fire marshal as stated to the ad hoc committee. And I would request you consider that very carefully before you grant the application. We have heard that, well, the other home is going to be removed, and then, oh, well, it's that lot is not going to be used again. But neither of those things are set in stone, at least as of the moment. And to grant a variance based on what might be happening in the future, I would suggest is not a good idea and leaves the board open to other problems. I have heard in the past where people have said, well, the fire marshal's office never said they didn't approve of something. But those of you who are involved or have been involved with state, county, or even federal governments, sometimes an organization doesn't say anything to make sure they're not quoted further in the future. So if they say, oh, we never said anything, if something goes wrong, they can also say, well, we never approved it. And if this board goes ahead and approves something based on 2 conditions, well, the home is going to be moved somewhere in the future, and the lot is not going to be used ever, maybe, maybe not, and therefore you reduce the setback requirement, actually, that endangers the current homes and the future homes simply because of fire. The closer you get, especially with manufactured homes and decks, which I assume are probably going to be of wood, there can be a problem. And I don't think anybody would like that. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, sir.
You have a chance?
Yes, you have a chance.
The house, hold the
on.
House next
hold. You'll have a chance. There's
I'm sorry.
Are you objecting? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you had something to say.
It was just letting me in.
Oh, okay. Now you come on, ma'am.
The house next door is one of the original homes, and it is not a manufactured home. It's a stucco house. It's not a manufactured home, if that makes a difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition?
If the chairman wants, you know, one of the things that council suggested at that workshop a couple of weeks ago was that if there was a record that wasn't complete, that the board ought to consider leaving the hearing open to try to fill that record up. And if the board's inclined, we could make an inquiry to the fire marshal's office to have them chime in on that issue.
I would think that would be good to do. That's what they had asked. So why don't we do that, gentlemen?
I have one question before we go that far. This, because this adjacent dwelling is not a mobile home, in a mobile home park, that have any of it, pending on the code?
The code doesn't say anything about the type of structure, building materials or anything like that. And we've had cases over the years where you know, multifamily buildings have been reduced in size, and I think there have been times we did have the fire marshal come in, or somebody said they'd been to the fire marshal. But I would think the distance itself. You know, we used to look at it in terms of could they fit a fire truck through mm-hmm. there, and that was the 15 foot or 20 foot for the multifamily buildings. But just to answer Jeff's question, no, the code doesn't talk about where.
I don't think there's any prejudice towards type of structure because of, you know, we hear cases with sheds and
structures.
It's any structure, yeah.
I think that would be good. Then we leave it open and get the fire marshal to come in and let's get that plumbing. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, then chair will entertain a motion.
I think it's a good idea asking the fire marshal for comments.
I personally, I'm ready to approve it, but I will entertain.
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel? Do you want to get some comments from the fire marshal, or are you ready to vote on it?
Ready to vote.
Mr. Workman?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Again, Mr. Hudson, you're ready to vote. Mr. Mills?
I'm fine with voting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to approve case number 10,687, as I believe that, based on the testimony here tonight, that the standards have been met.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe. And we approve case number 10,687. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion's carried. Case is approved. Okay, we'll do what old business last. Motion is case is approved, ma'am. I'm sorry, I thought you heard me. I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay.